Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
How is it that those who have delighted in unrighteousness can now be called righteous? Only because He has imputed His righteousness to them. They are righteous because Christ has deemed them so, hiding them in the bosom of His Son, who has become their righteousness, dying upon Golgotha's hill, and swallowing up their sin and destroying their accusers. But of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. That according as it is written, He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Yea, before the day was, I am He, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all of their nobles, and the Chaldeans whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. The Lord has demonstrated His everlasting love for His elect bride by expressing His desire to dwell with her. He hath desired it for a habitation. The it is Zion, which is synonymous with His kingdom throughout the Scripture. As a righteous king, He does rule over His righteous kingdom. And though He will not share His glory with any, He does nonetheless take up His abode with the sheep of His pasture. Fear not, little flock, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. When the Lord had finished His creation, He rested from it on the seventh day. Jesus Christ has now rested from His work of redemption, having completed that work which He came to perform, and does inhabit Zion forever with those for whom He bled and died. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. Those who are His sons are ever looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. As Hosea of old loved the harlot Gomer, and made continual provision for her, in like fashion has the Lord set His love upon an unworthy people, and given them everything they could desire or need. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. The Lord ordained the sons of Aaron to a temporary priesthood, but in contrast, the Lord has made the inhabitants of Zion kings and priests forever. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Then He said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The Lord had promised David that his seed would occupy his throne, having a dominion forever. In the flesh, David assumed that this was going to be manifested in Solomon. But Solomon proved himself to be mere corruptible flesh, quite incapable of such rule. Yet one greater than Solomon is here. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained the lamp for mine anointed. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The triumph of the Lord over all of his enemies and those of his people is absolute. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. The finished redemptive work of Christ does manifest his glory, and he is satisfied with that which he has performed. It is here in Zion that he is pleased to dwell with those he calls by name. And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them. Even my servant David, he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. Jesus, shepherd of thy people, lead us through this desert land. We are weak and poor and feeble, yet we trust thy mighty hand. Great protector, by thy power alone we stand. Is Christ your shepherd?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.